Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ is in the studio with me, practicing social distancing. And
get back. Get away from me.
Yeah, we're with what is it, 6 feet? How many feet? Lots of feet. Lots of feet separate us. As you can plainly see on Facebook Live today, if you can see, we're reaching out. We can't touch each other. We're far enough away. I still got a whiff of something though. What was that? Did you like do a little carpet bombing when you walked?
No.
Okay, just checking.
It must have been your upper lip.
That hey now. But look, yeah, we have a new setup for Facebook Live today, so you can see CJ very clearly, as well as myself and the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad. We actually have set up some closed caption video stuff that when they actually talk, you will actually see their face. Even Barry the Bugger. Barry, come in. Talk to me, Barry. Where are you?
No.
Are you there?
I don't want to. I'm 234 miles away from you. I am distanced.
Okay, but you are wearing your red watch cap, and people can finally see this on Facebook Live, and we apologize in advance for that.
Yeah, now, it keeps my head warm.
To offset this, we have Mermaid Kristen, which I'm looking at her video. Kristen, come in. Talk to me. I'm looking
Hi
at
there.
You. Yeah, you're really dark.
Let me move. Maybe it's because I have a window behind me.
It's what it is. See, we're going to experiment a little bit today with Scuba Radio video. It's your worst nightmare. Come to life, I believe, isn't it, CJ?
It's pretty cool because now people can see, you know, the Scuba Squad.
Yeah, you think that's a good thing when we're
Wouldn't
staring?
You be curious if you were listening?
You know, when I think of people like Barry the Bugger, yeah, it's kind of like a car wreck, and you have to slow down and take a look.
That's
kind of
not
deal.
Nice.
No, of course
but
not.
But what about an axe-wielding mermaid?
Well, Kristen, how do you feel about this new option of people being able to see you?
Oh, I like it. I think it's kind of a cool idea.
Yeah, I do, too. Yeah, there you go. She's working on the video. See, everybody, this is all new to them. And so, you know, what we're going to have to do is figure out a way to offset the video stream from like Barry and I don't know, Jerry the Diver Guy. And I guess that's going to be Mermaid Kristen's role today, and at least a small sense. So we have Mermaid Kristen is, how do you technically call, what would you call that, CJ? Yeah.
What would I call what?
What the fact that she's offsetting the fact that you got to see Barry and Jerry. And
I'm just kind of restoring a visual balance to the universe.
Yeah, okay. We'll go with that. Yeah. Eye candy, whatever. Something like that, right?
Greg? I don't know.
Yes, Barry.
I can't wait to drag you behind my boat when you get back down here.
Okay.
Oh, he's not falling for that again.
Yeah.
Here, grab this rope.
That's quite a pickup line there, Barry. You ought to try something else. Like, how about this? Hey, baby. Do you need toilet paper? Because I can be your Prince Charming. Get
you blew that
they
one. Try
again. They didn't sound good a half an hour ago. They sound even worse now.
Yeah, I don't even know what you're talking about. But yeah, I got these coronavirus pickup lines. You know who sent me these? The Dive God, who is a comedic genius. And if you're going to, you might as well have some fun in this tragedy that we all find ourselves in, right? We're crying on the inside and trying to laugh on the outside. You think?
It's just ridiculous.
It sucks balls is what it is.
Whoa.
I'll tell you what.
Easy.
Jerry the Diver Guy Now, but, you know,
what's going on? This show's already started.
Yeah, right? See, we see his big old head, but it's really dark. He's trying to upgrade his camera. But
it's not too bad.
Hey, look, it's just my beauty.
There's no upgrade on that.
Yeah.
There's Casey.
Casey is all
Casey,
lit up.
Casey, the tobacco nut, ladies and gentlemen.
And his head takes up the whole screen. God bless him. It's like talking to a giant. It's like talking to a friggin' jack-o'-lantern.
Well, you know what's. Greg, you put them on, and yep. Now people can finally see them on Facebook. And yeah. Then as soon as everybody comes on, you're just berating them.
Well, no, I'm not berating them. Everybody has to work
through. Well, not Kristen, but Barry.
Is that better? Yeah, duh. Now? You're never happy.
But. Yeah. No, that's a little better. You probably want to lower the video just a little bit. You know, you got to.
Facebook Live just dropped everybody off.
Exactly.
Of it.
Oh, of course it did.
The problem is we have two views of Greg, and they're both yakky.
Yeah, well,
or what?
That's what a yakky.
Yakky.
Means that when you see me, you think of a yak.
It means he's talking a lot.
Which is a big, furry, like horse-like animal, I believe. Oh, okay. Yeah, Jerry is all dark, though. You need to light up your face so they can actually see you, Jerry.
Hey, buddy, I'm so bright, my dad called me son.
Okay. And the jokes will start any minute now.
That's right up there with the one-liners from the Dive Guide.
Okay, that's true. Well, I got more. Do you want one? Hey, is that hand sanitizer in your pocket, or are you just happy to be within 6 feet of me?
Aren't you quit while you're ahead?
Nothing. Next.
You know, Kristen gave it a thumbs up. I think I saw that, didn't Kristen? Is that what it was, or was it the middle finger?
No, that was the middle finger one.
No, I think I know. I've seen this. I've seen this list of jokes before, so yeah. I know how. I think they're funny. I love.
Oh,
Dad.
See, yeah, they work. They work on a.
Don't encourage him.
Axe wielding mermaid.
She just crawled out of the sea, though.
Yeah.
If Greg keeps dropping $5 into her account every time she gives him a thumbs up.
Okay.
If they don't work, she hits you with an axe.
Right. This is true.
Well, I can't do that right now because it's all closed, so
okay.
I don't have any axes.
No axes. It doesn't really matter when it comes to Mermaid Kristen. But look, we got some more people that are going to join us today. We have a lot of dive-related stuff to cover, but I will tell you, just consider this show an escape from the chaos, from the craziness we all find ourselves in. I mean, it's been a tough week, and it's going to be like this God knows how long. But I'm going to try to dwell on the more positive things, or just looking at Scuba Radio for the next few weeks as a reason just to laugh and have some fun. Get your diving friends together, especially if you can't dive. Now, there are some people doing some diving right now, and we're going to talk about that a little later on. I don't know. I will tell you in that regard, I'm a little conflicted. I don't know if this is the right time to be doing that. You know, we're in Orlando. I could have easily went down to South Florida and done some diving, down there for lobster because lobster season.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, go ahead, Casey.
Wait a minute. There's, what, 5 of us here. That's under the legal limit. We're adults. And if we get on a really big dive boat, like the one in West Palm, we should be able to stay 6 feet apart.
Right. Well, you should be. And there are some divers that are doing that. But we're also being told to stay at home unless it's absolutely necessary that you get out and about.
Especially, wet is absolutely necessary.
Well, there's no corona underwater. We discussed that last week. We might have to talk a little bit more about that this week.
Are you going to please play that song again?
Oh, by request.
Please.
By request.
You wouldn't mind. It would mean a lot.
Let's take a floor vote.
Okay. All right. Go ahead. Casey, what's your vote?
Take a floor vote. Nay.
He says nay. Really? You know what? I think that CJ's in the studio, and this is going to be a vote that is just going to be done verbally. You don't have to be in attendance to do it, so the measure has passed.
Yeah, I'm the only one that matters.
Right. Okay, and Kristen liked it.
I didn't know that would happen.
You can mute your headphones.
Kristen liked the song. I know she liked the There's No Corona Underwater song from last week because she liked those pickup lines. If she liked that, surely it wasn't any worse than that, was it, Kristen? What do you think? Yeah.
No, it wasn't any worse than that.
Okay. And I'll
think she's really being generous.
Oh, man, that's kissing up today.
I really thought her standards were higher than this.
Are you kidding? She's hanging with us. What's wrong with you guys?
No, she's hanging with you.
Good point.
Divers have low standards, and that is a good thing because we like to get low, you know? We like to do that.
We got to get down! to the funk.
Okay, we could do that too.
Sorry.
But look, you know, there are divers doing it, and I am conflicted about it. So we're going to talk a little bit about that.
Are you still talking about diving?
Yeah.
Oh.
And also, I mean, we've had some, you know, bad stuff happen this week. We lost a major industry legend who has been a great friend of Scuba Radio for years, especially at the DEMA show. We're going to talk about her impact on, well, just on me and everybody in the industry. We just lost a living diving legend. Well, we lost a diving legend that we're going to talk about and celebrate her life and a lot more on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Power, simplicity, reliability. It's what you demand of your dive computer, and Shearwater delivers. Shearwater evolved out of one tech diver's need for a reliable, easy-to-use rebreather dive computer and quickly became the tech market leader. Now recreational divers have taken notice. The Shearwater Terek is the best, most intuitive, and reliable wristwatch-sized dive computer on the market. Check it out in the entire line at Shearwater.com. Shearwater. Dive computers for demanding divers.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Before Superman, before the Lone Ranger, before Bruce Wayne, came the Cape Crusader. Naked scuba boy, naked scuba boy, roam the earth.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, sometimes known as Naked Scuba Boy, but I believe even...
No, please.
Even he does not have any kind of superpower that will combat this coronavirus. Because yeah, if anything, you need more barriers, not less.
Yeah.
And he kind of goes to the other extreme. So that might, you know, the coronavirus might be his kryptonite. I don't know. I'm not speaking on behalf of him, but
I can't
never
say what I want to say now.
Yeah. Why is that?
You can't, trust me. Just yeah. Move on.
It's just like a mental image. You won't be able to
unsee
in your brain.
No, not that. Move along.
Okay. We will do that. Now, look, so far, you know, nobody has, I mean, there haven't been any four-letter words or things like that. On Facebook Live.
Oh, now you did it.
What?
You just jinxed it.
Well, no, I'm just saying, I mean, the reviews have been, they're giving it thumbs up and likes and things,
oh,
right?
I thought somebody was going to slip.
Well, I'm just saying, so far,
do not
so
plant
good.
That seed.
Yeah, we've actually added more people to the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad now. Brittany, I see Mermaid Brittany has joined the group. Brittany, how are you? Come in.
I'm doing well. Greg, you were saying that Naked Scuba Boy has his kryptonite, but I strongly disagree.
Why is that?
Because the best way that you can socially distance is to get underwater and go scuba diving.
Naked? That would get that make everybody swim as far away from me as possible. That is one way to look at it.
That it would.
Yeah. All right. So we got Mermaid Brittany with us now. Also, Captain Walt DeMartini.
Hey, here at the Gomez Hilton.
Yeah, it is open. At least the tiki bar is open today. Is the inside section of the Gomez Hilton open or is it closed?
It's wide open today.
Wide open. Okay. Well, so far, so good for the Gomez Hilton.
I have a source, Greg, that tells me that the Gomez Hilton on the interior is sterilized by rum.
Ha-ha. Well, there you go. There is that.
So I think it's super clean.
Okay. Now, look, we got to get focused here on talking about how this virus is affecting the dive industry. And so it's time to bring in some more level-headed folks. And please, that would be, first up would be Dan Orr, who is a dive industry... legend. I mean, and I believe we have him. Dan, yes, you are on. Dan, welcome to Scuba Radio. How are you, buddy?
Hey. Doing fine. I am a legend in my own mind.
Well, okay. I you're actually more than that. Yeah, in mine, too. So there's at least two people. But, you know, Dan Orr, you know, he's been in the industry for years. And before we, have a little bit more fun, we got to just talk a little bit about Elise. I mean, she was a good friend of yours and pretty much everybody in the dive industry. Wouldn't you agree with me there, Dan? What do you think?
Yeah, but she was an absolutely wonderful woman, and she was an ambassador to the entire diving industry and was almost like a scuba mom to a lot of people.
She was indeed. Elise Pechter. Is that how you say her name, Pechter?
Pechter.
Pechter. Okay. It sounds like P-E-C-H-T-E-R. But Elise, I didn't really know about her diving background as much. I mean, she's like in the Women's Diving Hall of Fame, by the way, I believe.
She does.
And she does a lot of underwater photography. Her and her hubby, Mort, who passed away a few years ago, are literally, everybody knew them. Diving legends. Everybody loved them. And Elise was so gracious with her time. She was the one at the DEMA show every year who was taking pictures of us and everybody, just doing it because you love them. She'd come up and give you a big hug every time. Just one of the most warm spirits you could ever, ever meet in the dive industry. And she will be sorely missed. And we just wish the best for, her family and everybody who knew her. So we're going to miss Elise for sure.
She is now next to her beloved husband, Mort.
Exactly. Mort, her hubby, no doubt. But Dan, let's talk a little bit about other things, because you've been around the industry forever. You know everybody. You know businesses backwards and forwards in this industry. How do you think we're going to, survive this craziness from a business standpoint, even?
I mean, it's going to be tough. And I've been talking to the folks at DEMA. I've been talking to a lot of other people about utilizing the resources that are available from the Small Business Administration to try to get these small businesses through this ordeal. I mean, it's going to end at some point in time. And, and besides all the stress and crisis they're dealing with right now, I think the industry has to be prepared for when this is behind us. Because at that point, people are going to want to reward themselves and go diving. And they're going to want to do it now.
Yes.
And so I think we need to be prepared for that.
Yeah, and you would prepare how? What would be your suggestions, or what have you told people so far?
Yeah, we need to continue to support the retailers that have supported us all along, the retailers and all the business operations, and help them get through this crisis, because we want to make sure that they are there and ready when we want to go diving again.
I agree totally. And, a lot of them are, some operators are still trying to operate, I guess, local, I guess, dive local if you can do it in your particular area. That'd be the only other thing, right? In the meantime?
Yeah, I think this is really a good opportunity for us to really take advantage of local diving opportunities.
What have you been doing? Are you back just hunkered down there in Jackson Hole? Isn't that where you are, Jackson Hole?
We're on the other side of the mountains, on the Idaho side, actually the affordable side.
Oh, okay, and gotcha.
It's snowing right now. And we've got about two, maybe a little bit more than 2 feet of snow on the ground around the house. And we've been told to hunker down in the valley here because they've had cases of the coronavirus here.
Wow. But you are staying safe. You and Betty are doing okay.
We are staying safe. we're actually also trying to support the local businesses here in our town.
Right. Okay. Well, Dan, I mean, I don't know. Do you have any other, like, just inspiring words? I mean, you're such a great guy, and you've been around the industry for so long. I mean, what do you do to cheer us up, or what can we focus on to make us feel better about this?
And I think, you know, when we go back to diving, it's really going to be like going that for having that first experience all over again. I mean, it's an exciting time for us because we're giving the environment a little bit of a rest, and it's going to be ready to welcome us back when we're ready.
That's a good thought for sure. All right. Well, I appreciate it, Dan. I'll let you get back to hunkering down. But,
my pleasure.
Thank you for sharing your thoughts with us. We appreciate it and wish you and Betty the best, my friend.
Okay, thank you. Stay safe and stay healthy.
There you go. Dan Orr, who's, I mean, he knows everybody.
I like that. That's super positive.
Yeah, well, you know, you have to. You kind of have to look beyond this mess or laugh about it in the meantime, I think. Is at least that's what, you know, we're going to do our part by doing this show every week and focusing on the fun aspects of diving that will never change. It's always going to be fun, whether we can do it right now or not. And once again, there are some people that are doing it. They're going out there and diving. And once again, I'm feeling a little conflicted about that. So we're going to talk about that and find out if that's what you should be doing right now, or maybe you should just be hunkered down, working on your gear, upgrading stuff, or maybe a little combination of both. That's coming up next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ's in the studio with me. Bubble Boy will join us at some point, possibly remotely today. He's having computer issues.
Well, he's upgrading. He's upgrading all his software.
He's trying to get a camera that'll make him look good.
So I think what I love is that he decided at the beginning of the show to start upgrading.
Yes. Well, that's that's what you do when you don't prepare. I mean, you know, it's like...
Makes an ass out of you and me.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, no, that's assuming.
Yeah, that's assuming. You know, I was putting it along the line of like the show prep that we do every week on the show. What? What?
Your mic stand got a little...
Got a little bouncy.
Got a little erect.
Yeah, okay. That's not the proper terminology.
It's all up in your business.
Scuba Radio, Scuba Squad is connected via the web today, and you can see everybody pretty much today on Facebook Live. We're trying a new experimental camera system. If you like it, give it a thumbs up. If you don't, tell us whose camera we should shut off.
Well, you can only see them when they talk.
That's right.
That's the important part. If you're talking, it goes to you.
Correct.
Which is 99%.
So basically, I should only have... 99.99. All right, so there's Jerry the Diver Guy. We don't want him to talk, obviously. Look at that. Oh, God.
Hey, all right.
Brittany, say something quick. Casey, quiet.
I should be shark diving.
Brittany, say something. Kristen, please, come on.
Hey, guys.
There we go.
You know, you could solve this problem, Greg.
Yeah?
You could just do
Hey, guys. How are you? Facebook Live.
You could just do like a ladies only Facebook group.
Yeah, just turn all the guys' cameras off and
just don't send them the code.
Good point. Just kick them off.
You could easily rectify this, and it could just be the Kristen and Brittany show.
Kristen, how do you feel about that? Are you good with that plan?
I think Brittany and I could have some good conversation.
Yeah,
all
the Brittany and Christy, or Brittany and Kristen, or Kristen.
You can't even say it straight.
Yes.
I'm looking at Jerry's face.
Hey, quiet, you.
Hey, a lot of people look at my beautiful
Jerry,
face.
You're supposed to be quiet. Let Brittany and Kristen talk. How many times do I got to tell you? Oh, geez. We're having too much fun. More coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Watch with the improv, and when I was starting out, things, you made me laugh so hard because I had just started learning to scuba dive. You did that bit about scuba diving and how the whole point of the sport is not to die.
There's a fish, there's a rock, who cares, don't die.
There we go, scuba diving.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, CJ are in the studio here in Orlando. Everybody else connected via the web. That would be the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad, made up of Captain Waldy Martini, Barry the Bugger, Jerry the Diver Guy, Casey the Tobacco Nut, and the only two we really care about and would like to see on Facebook Live, Mermaid Brittany and Kristen. Well, actually, it's Brittany the Aqua Gypsy. She's not technically a mermaid. She's more
really,
than an aqua
you're
gypsy.
Really honest today.
Well, I'm just, I want to make sure, you know,
brutally honest.
Identify her properly. You prefer to be an aqua gypsy. Is that right, Brittany? Right?
Yes, and you've already messed up three times today, Greg.
You are welcome.
Is that all?
Exactly. Hey, I'm on a roll.
Give it time.
You better hope she doesn't learn axe throwing from Brittany.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
She logged in as double B.
You mean from Kristen?
Yeah, well, Kristen, yeah. Kristen is the axe-wielding mermaid that we have connected on Facebook
sorry,
Live
I'm
today.
Axe-wielding sucko.
Okay, quit it. Once again, you guys, you're going to have to be quiet and let them talk so we can see them. It's really annoying every time
you
say something.
You didn't really work this out, did you?
I did. I told you this was an experimental new plan.
You're just getting it now. You're
on Facebook Live. So
the error of your ways.
I didn't realize how distracted we would be doing
a
radio
big
show.
It's a big chunk of real estate.
That's
true.
And yeah, some of them are not that familiar with working with video. I mean, Jerry is his screen is pretty much all dark. He's like in a dark room and you can't hardly see him. And Casey is just the opposite. He looks like I'm talking to a basketball.
Casey looks fine.
Yeah, I mean,
he's got a basketball head, Greg. Come on.
A basketball.
I just think you probably ought to back off just
so
a little
turning
bit.
Off some air tanks next time we're on there.
Casey, I think you're looking good, bud.
Okay, well, that's all that counts.
That's
the Aqua
all
Gypsy
that counts.
It feels good about Casey.
If anything, I look like the basketball.
No, you just look like...
We don't even see you.
What do you mean you don't see? You see him nonstop.
I see you,
nonstop.
And he's. I see his elbow.
You see his elbow. What are you looking? You're not looking at the right thing,
you
big dummy.
Oh, he's looking at your other feed there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, you got to be on Facebook Live to see everybody. You're just looking at our little closed caption stuff, Casey. So.
I can come over by Greg.
No, don't do that. Don't. Too close. Too close. Ah! You're invading my social
Cough
distance.
On Cough on him.
How dare you? How dare you?
Greg.
Yes.
You've introduced everybody but Dennis.
Dennis?
Dennis?
I don't see any Dennis. What the hell are you talking about?
He snuck in.
Oh, there he is. Oh, okay. Oh, well, there you go. See, I didn't realize that. Dennis is with us now, too. Well,
sweet hat.
Dennis. I'll have to.
I mean, you're being Twitter painted over there with Britt and Kristen. And
no, this has nothing to do with Twitter.
Yeah, well, you know, once again, this is a new system, and I guess it's not showing me everybody who is connected. Now that
well,
I
you got to move your mouse.
Yeah, I got to move my mouse.
Or you got to put the grid up so you can see all nine people.
No, I'm not doing that. Seeing one of you guys is too much as it is. Come on, let's be real.
Let's talk about some diving. Let's go diving somewhere.
So how do you, let's talk about this. How do you feel about diving right now? Are any of you conflicted like I am?
No, wish I was.
No. So you,
no, wish
you're
I
okay.
Was. I agree with CJ.
So you're okay with going out on a dive boat right now if they were operating?
I'm totally okay with going out on a dive boat right now.
Okay, well, let me think about this, though. They're telling us to stay home. They're telling us to keep our social distance. And if you don't have to travel for anything outside of going to the, you know, going to work if it's necessary or the grocery store, you're not supposed to be going out and doing stuff.
They don't say don't dive, though.
Well, they don't. And
so just leave it at that.
There's no corona underwater.
Fishing. So boy, how is diving different than fishing?
That's kind of getting dinner. Well, if you're
here's the thing.
Lobster hunting.
Well, fishing's one thing. That's that can be very solitary. But diving, you know, you're going to get on a boat. You're going to be they've shut down a lot of the dive operations in Florida. And from what I've heard, the only ones that are operating right now, and I'm sure this isn't across the board in Florida, but there are some six packs going out, small six packs. Now, here's the deal. So they're telling the local city is telling bigger dive operators that can take upwards of, you know, 25, 30 divers that they're not supposed to be operating, yet the operations that have a six pack are going out because they're just letting them go thinking it's like a private charter or a boat or a yacht or something.
You think about it, once they get up to speed on those boats and the wind's going, you know, you're not really getting...
Yeah, but a six-pack, you're going to be way...
fluids all over each other.
No, think about this. On a six-pack dive boat right now, you're going to be way closer to your buddy than you would on a boat that could handle upwards of 30, 40 divers and only take 10 people out.
Well, what if they did sit three out of the six?
What's that, Jerry? What do you think?
Sit closer to the front.
Well, you can't do that when you're gearing up your gear if you're on one of these six packs.
Sit closer up front, cough a few times, and you'll have all the room to yourself.
Okay, this is
they could do that like designated spots on the boat. You know, if you go to stores now, they mark the X's on the ground where I stand that far away from each other. You stand on your X, they stand on theirs.
Right.
They could do that and sit down.
Well, I'm not saying they can't do that. I'm saying is it fair to shut down the operator that can carry as many as 20, 30 divers on their boat and only take 10 and space them out, just like you said, but not give any grief or not saying there's a problem with the six packs that are going out quite a bit.
You should obey the laws. I mean,
you are obeying the laws. That's the problem. They're not being applied equally, though. That's the problem.
I see what you're saying.
Let them run it.
Okay, Brittany, what do you say?
Now, just because, say, your dive boat can seat, you know, 34 people because you're a cattle boat, are you still able to just take six people out on that? Because I would much rather go out with six people on a boat like that. That'd be great.
Well, anecdotally, I'm being told there are some places, especially down in South Florida, where that is not possible. They're not letting them do that. And they're telling them to shut down their operation because it's a non-essential business.
I agree with you. That's not fair.
Quiet, Barry. Yeah. What, CJ? Hey,
sorry. I agree with you. That's not fair.
Yeah.
But I think your problem with the six packs is you're talking about the real small boats where people have to be tight.
Well, yeah, but a six pack is generally a small boat. It's generally an open, open-end fishing type vessel would be a charter six
pack. So the
bigger
boat should be allowed to go out if they only agree to take X amount of people and they can have space.
Or if they don't consider it a necessary business, all of them should not be running right now. And that's why I'm saying, is it bad form to go out right now? Because it kind of goes against what the general guideline, especially on the federal level, which is, if you don't have to do it, don't do it, because we don't want this thing spreading anymore. Now, look, I'm not taking sides. I'm just throwing it out there. Do you feel conflicted at all by doing that? Because I do. Barry, what say you?
Okay, first of all,
It may not be cost effective
for these boats that can handle 35 or 40 people to only go out with six.
Okay, but that's not the issue.
But the issue is it fair? No, it's not fair. Is it true that these are actually charter boats going out, or just a few friends going out in a boat? And
it's charter boats. That's what I said.
Well, that's what you're saying, but a six pack doesn't necessarily mean that they're going diving. They could be going fishing. So obviously, someone told you they see six packs going out there, but
I
am focusing.
I love it when I don't even have to say it. Thank you, Aqua Gypsy, for stepping in.
Hey, Greg.
Yes, Walt. Captain Walt DeMartini.
First of all, Broward County, everything's shut down.
Right.
All Jeff's boats are at the dock. All the marinas are shut down. All the ramps, the launcher boats are shut down.
Yeah.
You can't go anywhere. You can't do anything.
Right. Well, and once again, that's a good example. Jeff from South Florida Diving Headquarters, or better known here on Scuba Radio as Captain Cocktail. We may have to get him on the show today.
And that would be the perfect one to ask, Greg.
Okay. Well, I will see if we can do that during the
research,
break.
Research, Greg. Research!
What?
But there are boats still out there. If you go look, turn on the webcams right now, the beach cams, you'll see boats out there.
Well, so, all you have to do is look out Captain Walt's back door.
Well, right.
Going through the canal.
And once again, that is a potential problem.
They are going to start sending out submarines to torpedo those boats.
Yeah, obviously there's a lot of people, you know, going out on these boats and doing this kind of stuff, and that's why I brought it up. Is it bad form to do so? Are you setting a bad example?
No, you're to not others? Setting a bad example. No. I mean, if you can go out on your boat with your family, whatever, do whatever you want to do outdoors and keep a social distance from other people.
Going well, that's the key. Can you? Right. Well, they've had to break up raft ups, and, you know, when you're talking about six-pack dive operators, it's a whole other thing, too. All right, more coming up.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Power, simplicity, reliability. It's what you demand of your dive computer, and Shearwater delivers. Shearwater evolved out of one tech diver's need for a reliable, easy-to-use rebreather dive computer and quickly became the tech market leader. Now recreational divers have taken notice. The Shearwater Terek is the best, most intuitive, and reliable wristwatch-sized dive computer on the market. Check it out in the entire line at shearwater.com. Shearwater. Dive computers for demanding divers.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Bula Vinaka, I'm Maggie Khan of Matava Eco Resort, Nadeva Kandavu, south of the Pacific Islands in Fiji. You are listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to scuba diving. And now here's a guy, I got liquored up enough to put on a grass skirt. Greg the Dive Master.
Greg, you wicked girl.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. That applause was for me in a grass skirt that I am not wearing today for the Facebook Live video. You are welcome. Or maybe I should apologize for that as well.
Well, this is just like Elvis on Ed Sullivan. You're only shown from the waist up.
So correct.
We wouldn't know.
So true.
Not that I want to know.
We have the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad connected via the web. But as promised, I got Captain Cocktail Jeff Terode from South Florida Diving Headquarters on the phone with me to kind of pick up on this conversation. Jeff, we were talking about you. Were your ears ringing, or did you just...
Yeah, I got a lot of leisure time, but I got to ask you one question. That guy that just did that promo for you, Is that the same guy that was on in that Vegas movie out there that they put in the trunk? I can't remember the name.
Yeah, probably. Probably was.
Ken you Jung? Sound just like him. Yes.
From The Hangover?
Sound just is like him.
Yeah.
Hangover, that's the one I'm thinking of.
Yeah, well,
he sound just like him.
Well, hey, you know, we wouldn't be the first ones to stereotype
Greg's
those
alter ego, Jeff,
kind of accents. But what the hell? Let's go with that. All right. So, look, Jeff, what we were talking about, though, is it cool to dive right now under the current situation we find ourselves in when they're telling us to stay home? And, you know, especially on the federal level, they're telling us to stay home. Is it cool to dive? Now, I know where you are in South Florida there in Pompano. Have you guys been shut down? Or you've been told not to even operate? Or are you doing this by choice or what? What's going on with you?
Well, first of all, let's say the diving part of it is cool.
Yeah,
because once you're in the water, you're corona free.
There is no corona underwater. Correct. I'm with you there.
That is correct.
Yeah.
The problem is you have to get there. And that creates two problems. Since they shut the beaches down here, you can't go do a beach dive. And now they have a shutter in order now that all non-essential businesses are closed. So,
right. So, no, and as much as we'd like to say that dive businesses are essential, especially from our perspective, they don't look at those businesses the same way when it comes to, you know, the local governments and law enforcement, or in your case, I guess, is it Marine Patrol that is, you know, watching the marinas and telling people to, hey, don't operate or go back to your marina or what?
It's Marine Patrol and Broward Sheriff's, all water patrols and land patrols as well.
Yeah.
I mean, they've been fairly reasonable, but here's the problem we have. We have some people that are, I guess, just lack of a better word, greedy.
Yeah.
Running six packs out, you know. And, you know, they're hard to detect because they don't look like a commercial dive boat. So they're running out and running six people in close quarters.
Right.
Which is,
worse.
If I were a dive customer, I certainly would not go for that. But
yeah,
I guess there are people that will take that risk.
Yeah. So well, and that's where it comes back to.
I would caution your audience against that.
Well, that's where it goes back to, not just for your own self, as far as like you might be putting yourself in jeopardy, but it kind of does show bad form when people see that. And if they see six divers crammed into the back of a boat, I mean, are you setting a bad example or showing everybody else, hey, you don't really care? And, you know, I don't know.
I think I'm conflicted. check all the above, I think.
Yeah.
And not only that, for the operators and the other people that, and other businesses that are doing what they're supposed to be doing, it just prolongs the agony that we have if they keep spreading this.
Well, you know? Exactly. So, well, there was a question from one of the scuba squad folks here that said, well, why doesn't, you know, Jeff or some of the other operators like yourself just put six people on the boat? You don't have that option right now. Is that right? Or what?
I don't even have that option
at
this point.
See, they're telling me they can't go out.
But if we had that option, we would certainly fall under the guidelines of social distancing because, as you know, our boats are huge.
Yes. Right.
You'd have your own section, you know.
Yeah. So,
but they're not giving us that option at this point.
Yeah.
So it's being an option.
The rules and the laws at the moment, depending on where you are in Florida or the country for that matter, are just, you know, this is the problem. Everybody's doing the best they can. They're not doing it on purpose, but it's not being applied across the board equally. Some people are taking advantage of that, like you said. And so you got to kind of take that into account. From my perspective, once again, it's more I'm just conflicted as does it set a bad example if they see you out on a boat with a six pack and, you know, people or you're going by and they see you from the, you know, from the shore there. Does it, I mean, are you kind of giving a big FU, you know, to the people
pretty
like,
much.
I don't care, you know, so and I don't think that's a good idea for,
Some of them are using the excuse, well, the private boats are allowed to go out. Well, the private boats, if you have a
what?
The private boats are allowed to go. Were allowed. I think they were getting ready to shut that down. But
yeah,
the private boats were allowed to go out if you take your family from behind your house and you go out on the boat, as long as you're not rafting up or, you know, doing anything like that. I don't have an issue with that. Most people don't. But
yeah,
they kind of blend in with that. So it's hard for law enforcement to pick that up. So
right.
Yeah, they're kind of taking advantage and to be, you know, clear that it, the the rules and regulations have changed daily, and it's hard to keep up with them
right
anymore. And between federal, state, local, it's just insane.
No doubt.
And
no doubt.
And,
well,
you know, that's one of the biggest things that's missing is like synergy between all.
Well, absolutely. Well, Jeff, you know, I know it's tough for you as well as everybody else.
Yep.
SouthFloridaDiving.com. That's the website you want to check out. Find out when they open back up. And of course, they'll be one of the first ones to get the green light. And you need to book a trip as soon as possible when we get the green
please
light. All right, Jeff, good talking to you, buddy. We got hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving on deck. Stay close.
Each little snail here know how to whale here. That's why it's hot under the water. Yeah, we in love here, down in the mud here under the sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.